Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Who is the messiest?
Garrett.
I think it's Zach.
You are out of your mind calling me the messiest one.
The great part about this argument is that neither of them said me.
Restless Road is in the house, y'all. Welcome to Country Heat Weekly. I'm Kelly Sutton, and we can't wait to introduce you to Zach Colton and Garrett coming up a little bit later in the show.
I'm Amber Anderson, and we are podcasting here from the Country Heat House here in Music Row in Nashville. And I want to send a big shout out to our Twitch family. We love our Twitch family. We hosted a live stream for Riley Green earlier this week, and like they always do, they showed up for us.
Yeah, we love it when you guys are in the chat and you're asking questions and throwing out stuff to us. So thank you for always showing up for us. We have been spending a lot of time with Riley Green between Riley doing the podcast, and then we had the Twitch live stream. It's all because his new album is out. It's called Ain't My Last Rodeo.
Not to be confused with our guests this week,
mm-hmm.
Restless Road is dropping an album on Friday called Last Rodeo. Lots of rodeos.
Saddle up.
We're going to talk to them all about it. Plus, we're going to dig into the big news of the week and highlight some new music, all coming up in this episode of Country Heat Weekly.
First, though, I want to talk about your trip that you took to Memphis as a part of Country Cares for St. Jude Kids. This is an annual event that St. Jude Children's Research Hospital puts on for media and country radio partners every year. And this was your first time going.
It was. We got to tour the research facility. And I mean, you're walking through live labs. There's people carrying petri dishes like right by you, whiteboards with formulas. And you can tell it's just a place of collaboration. And when you really stop to understand what they're working on,
right,
it's mind blowing.
And I know there's this really deep connection with country music.
Yes. So this is called Country Cares. And this whole partnership with St. Jude and country music was the brainchild of Randy Owen from Alabama. He was saying he and his wife for 35 years have been going to every Country Cares.
Wow.
And they've been there on the ground and giving back to St. Jude.
And I know the big event was the Angels Among Us dinner.
Yes. Honored Brothers Osborne. They gave an acceptance speech. It was very, very sweet. And then they gave us an acoustic performance, which everybody loved, of course.
I remember they talked about it a month or so back when they were guests on the podcast that they were receiving the Angels Among Us Award. That's so sweet.
They're just the best. And they speak so highly of St. Jude, and them just being in the room and in addressing Randy, it was just cool.
I love all of this. But you have not told us the best part of your weekend. Tell everybody about whom you sat with at dinner.
Okay, so first, let's remind people with this clip.
The one thing that's really funny is when you get really close friends with people that are famous and you forget that they are famous, you're very famous. in fact, you're so famous that I hung out with you and all People Magazine wrote about was you, and I didn't even make the notes.
Same. I was in a picture. I didn't even get a credit for being in a picture.
Like, some random friend showed up to surprise her. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, we have careers too, thank you.
Okay, so I'm at dinner. Mm-hmm. It's assigned seating. They gave us a table right in the front so we could get good video of brothers getting their awards. I'm with other media people. I have not met any of them. And so we start introducing ourselves. And the girl that's sitting to my left is like, oh, you're Amber from Country Heat Weekly. I'm like, yes. And she says, oh, I'm from People Magazine. We're the ones that called Brothers Osborne the random friends.
They knew the story.
They had heard the podcast. She was like, I heard that episode. Shout out to my new friend, Sarah. I believe it was an intern or, you know, somebody that did the story, because she said we jumped right on and we corrected it. But I think it was a little too late because Brothers Osborne clearly saw it.
So good. I love all of this. And the fact that it was so random that you were sitting with her. Oh, that's hard scoop to top. But we have even more country music news to share coming up. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be in the kitchen to talk about what's cooking.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Okay, if y'all were listening earlier this season, you heard Darius Rucker tell us that we had to go to C2C, the Country to Country Festival in the UK.
And who are we to argue with Darius Rucker?
We are not about to do that, especially since they just announced the 2024 lineup and it is stacked.
Okay, the C2C Festival is a weekend festival that is a three-night lineup in three different cities. So you have your choice of seeing it in London, England, Glasgow, Scotland, or Belfast, Northern Ireland. Basically, the fans stay in one city and all the performers rotate.
So here's the question.
Okay.
What city are we going to?
I'm going to say London, probably.
That would be my vote.
Maybe we should let the listeners tell us where we should go.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whichever city we pick, it doesn't matter because it's going to be a great show. We're going to get to see everybody. Let's talk about the lineup. Supporting acts include, but are not limited to, Carly Pearce, Jake Owen, Brothers Osborne, Lauren Elena, and L. King.
Every one of those acts has done our podcast. That's kind of a flex, right?
I like it. I like it.
Coincidence? I think not. And then we have the headliners, Kane Brown, Brad Paisley, and our favorites,
Old Dominion! That's it. We're going.
You know they're going to try to find an Applebee's over there and throw a party.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Brad Paisley, if you're listening, you have not done our podcast yet. You're the only one. So make sure that you leave some time in your schedule because we're going to be cutting a podcast while we're there.
Manifesting this right
now.
Yes. Light the dotted candle. Let's go. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, October 20th. Now, if you've been before, we need your help. You need to tell us what city we should go to. So find us on Instagram. I'm Hey, it's Amber A.
You can find me at The Kelly Sutton.
Now, a little closer to home for us, Scotty McCreery has shared plans for his next tour. He's headlining The Cab in a solo tour.
The trek gets its name from Scotty's current single. And we're hearing Scotty's working some unreleased music into the set list that he has recorded for his next album. So we're looking forward to that. We are going to get that in 2024.
Okay, Cody Johnson has some explaining to do. I am so confused by his new album, Leather.
It definitely was not the track listing that we expected to get.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been talking to him forever about this album, how it had 24 tracks on it, including a duet with Carrie Underwood. This was way back at the ACM Awards in May.
And I will say, the most professional artist I've ever worked with, probably, you know, and I'm not intimidated by anything. She's pretty intimidating. She's one of the most incredible singers I've ever worked with. So stay tuned. I can't really tell you any more than that.
But then the track listing came out. It's only 12 songs. And included collaborations with Jelly Roll and Brooks and Dunn. Where's Carrie? Where's the rest of the album, Cody?
Yeah, I mean, there's no mention of this being Volume 1 or Side A or anything. I mean, clearly they're going to release this in two different parts, and we're hearing the second half may even come out as a deluxe edition. But that's not what we were expecting.
Not at all, but you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be so good. Well, Leather releases November 3rd, so someone please get his team on the phone and have him come back and do the podcast.
Yes.
Straighten all this out for us.
That's exactly what we need. Our people are calling your people, Cody. pick up the phone. In actual, real, verified deluxe album news, Martina McBride has released a deluxe version of her album, 11.
Okay, wait. So 11 came out at least a decade ago.
That is correct.
Okay.
October 11th, 2011, to be exact. But Martina added four previously unreleased tracks to the project 12 years later.
I tell you, this business is so confusing sometimes. But there is a great Rediscover playlist on Martina available on the Amazon Music app. It has hit after hit after hit.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to that this past week. You can also ask Alexa, play the Rediscover Martina McBride playlist.
Right now, we need Alexa to give us a short break so we can move out to the living room for our chat with Restless Road. We'll be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Country Heat Weekly, and we've relocated to the living room so the guys of Restless Road could join us.
Yay!
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good to see you. Okay.
So good to see you.
So for everyone who's just listening to the audio-only version of our podcast, we want to let them get to know your voices. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start right down the couch. Give us your name, your hometown, and your favorite country song of all time.
Cool. So this is Zach. I'm going to say my hometown is somewhere around Des Moines, Iowa. I moved around a little bit, but that's where I grew up most of my life. And my favorite country song of all time is Your Man by Josh Turner, because it works every time.
Oh. And by works, well, we'll put a pin in that. Yeah. Never mind, we'll come back.
Bookmark that.
My name's Garrett Nichols. I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I think my favorite country song of all time would be Live Like You Were Dying by Tim McGraw. It was kind of a really, really good song when I was growing up. I loved that.
Solid.
And my name's Colton Pack. I'm from Daneys, West Virginia. And I would say Red Dirt Road by Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, we won't dive too deeply into the history of the band because we only have so much time. And we would ask, you know, all the questions. But the three of you have been together in this iteration for how long? Tell us about where you're at now.
I'd say we've been kicking for, what, 4 years now? That we've been
three or four years.
Yeah, this iteration, this season of Restless Road.
Season.
Right. And where did the name come from?
You know, life is a restless road. And you know, our big thing is all about following your dream. Our catchphrase is keep your eyes on the road. And no matter what dream you have in life, it's going to be ups and downs, twists and turns. And so it's going to be a restless journey, and I think it, the name describes our band perfectly. We're always one to move on to the next thing, do something bigger and better than before, and always just thinking of new ideas. We're also high strung, so it's just kind of makes sense.
Don't let him fool you, though. It sounded cool when we picked
wait
it.
A minute.
When
come
we picked
on.
It, we that's what it morphed into. But okay. When we picked it, it was just like, man, this sounds cool. Right
this
now.
Sounds really good.
It's got
and
a nice
then you
ring
sit
to it.
And you're like, we got to put some meaning behind this. So when people ask you that question,
that was
there. It is.
When you were telling us that, I'm watching these two and they're starting to giggle, and I'm like, there's more to this story.
We've gotten asked before, and I always just feel like we're letting people down a little bit when we're just like, yeah, it just sounded good.
Sounded really cool.
It's like when people ask you when you get a tattoo, they go, "What's that mean?" You go, I don't know, man. It
just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Chicks dig it. We like it. That's it. Okay, so we don't get a lot of new bands anymore, truly. I mean, you think about when we were in the 90s and we had Lone Star and Restless Heart and Little Texas and Shenandoah and Exile and Sawyer Brown, so many. And now we don't really have that many. And actually, we were just talking to Dan and Shay, and I think it was Dan said a duo is the hardest because there's two of you. So it's always, you know, 50-50. What's it like as a trio?
I watched that clip this morning, actually.
Oh, you did?
He nailed it on the head. I feel like the duo, there's always like probably, there's no one to break a tiebreaker. Sure. But at least with us, I feel like we all do have our own opinions, but most of the time, at least two people's opinions line up and the other one maybe. I'm normally the odd one out most of the time. But no, I mean, I think that it makes it refreshing at points in times because there's always a new perspective. Especially, we all grew up in different places. Mm-hmm. So we all grew up with, you know, different backgrounds and our love for music. We like different kinds of music. And so when it comes to like picking songs or just anything that involves the group, we always definitely have a difference in opinion. But I think we end up really talking things out. And I think that that's the most important thing when you're in a group or a duo, a band, it doesn't matter. It's if you have good communication, that is the key to all of it. It's just like marriage, you know?
That's right. It's a lot of work, but it's the work we love to do.
I want to talk about this new album you guys have coming. So excited. So excited for you guys. So last week on the pod, we had Riley Green in, and his new album is Ain't My Last Rodeo.
Yeah. Here
and
goes.
Your debut project is simply Last Rodeo.
Yes.
So Cowboys are making a comeback, it seems.
Yes,
they definitely are.
But I want to know, what does it feel like right now to have this debut album about to drop out into the world?
We're just so thrilled because, you know, we've been making music together for so many years, and this is the first time we've ever put together a whole album, and we're really excited for people to get to know us as a band. And we think, you know, when people listen to this album, they're going to hear all the different shades of Restless Road. We're just so excited for our fans to hear this and for it to be out there. We just felt like we had to get it out. We had to do it.
18 songs on this album. That's a lot of songs, guys.
18 songs.
A lot of songs. That was like one of the most difficult parts of putting an album out. Obviously, this is our first one, so it was kind of hard to... there's so many songs that you love, and there's so many songs that serve a purpose or feel like kind of a vibe. So I think, you know, I don't think we purposefully made it 18. I think it was just the songs that we chose, they all hit kind of a point that we were trying to make. Like, some of the songs are heartbreak, some of them are love songs, some of them are you know, motivational kind of, you know, get back up on your feet songs. And I think that's kind of just the way it played out. I think once we kind of looked at it all down, we said, you know, this is everything we want to say. And I think, you know, I think this is a great complete album right here.
One of the really cool things about this project is that at least one band member has a songwriting credit on 12 of the 18 tracks. I love the balance of we're writing our own material and we know who we are and what we want to sound like, but also if somebody pitches us a really great song, it's going to be on the album.
Yeah, we always say best song wins.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And especially living in Nashville, I mean, we are surrounded by the best of the best songwriters. So, I mean, you're always constantly getting great songs pitched to you. I mean, there was just a few that we were just, I mean, it was immediately the first time we heard them, we were like, we have to cut this. We would be dumb if we didn't cut it.
This is a little inside baseball, but when people are pitching to you guys, what is that process like? If they're, you know, you get a song that it's like, this is clearly for a solo male artist, to take that and put your spin on it. Is that like a special challenge to you? Do you hear songs that are like, we could go and do something really cool with that? How do you approach that scenario?
We love to restless reimagine songs. You know? I know it's something that we even...
Yes, the deluxe, that is the deluxe album.
Restless reimagine.
Restless reimagine.
Restless reloaded.
Go ahead and put that down.
Restless renditions reimagined and remixed.
But I feel like it's something that we even started, you know, showcasing on like social media. You know, we would do a lot of things like mashups and covers, and we'd figure out how we could implement like what we do on songs that everybody knows and loves. And so we kind of got a lot of practice doing that. And then, yeah, when we hear a demo, it doesn't always work out where we feel like we can do it, but sometimes we can do some math, you know, and figure out where everyone can fit in. And sometimes when it's perfect, it all comes together.
I think that is one of the toughest things about, because unlike a lot of other bands, there's just one lead singer and they take it the whole time and you just harmonize around. But we're trying to find three different spots for us to sing during a song. So it definitely adds a little extra added pressure to try to find those moments. Yeah. But I think when we can do it, it really pays off.
I love that. Okay. So, of course, being the sports girl on this podcast, the song Roll Tide caught my eye right away.
Yes.
Do you have something to do with that one, Garrett?
Well,
being from Tuscaloosa,
a little bit, but it was actually Zach. He went the breakup that we were talking about off camera. But,
okay,
I guess he can kind of
we're gonna get into it.
I guess Zach can kind of fill you in on kind of the inspiration behind that,
because it's not in the way that you would think.
You would think it would be about football or kind of Tuscaloosa, because it's a popular topic. You know, the Roll Tide roll sometimes.
Let us paint you a picture, okay?
Please.
We were earlier this year. We were in Mexico, and on the beach, it was beautiful. The sun was setting, and you know, we were just watching the waves. Everybody was having a great time, but me, and I was in my head. I was missing someone, and then we sat down to eat at this restaurant, and the waiter heard that Garrett was from Alabama, and he kept saying "Roll Tide, Roll Tide," and I didn't talk to anyone the whole dinner because I couldn't stop thinking about how he said "Roll Tide," and then I was thinking about how I was feeling, and I was like, "Roll Tide, roll, wash the pain right out my soul." And that's all I knew. And then we came back here, and I was telling him, I was like, "I just think we could write this song about how you're looking at the waves and you're missing your girl." And I was like, "Cause I was," and I was just like, "It's perfect."
You either, you know, with Alabama, you either love or hate Alabama. Like, it's really split down the middle. So I think that's a special one because, you know, when you see that title, like you said, it's very eye-catching. And some people may immediately want to click on it because they're like, "I hate Alabama. I want to see what this is about." Or they might say, "I love Alabama." And then you kind of realize it has actually, like, pretty much nothing to do with Alabama. But it's a pretty clever way to spin that, you know, classic saying.
I do want to know individually, let's go down the line. If we told people to listen to one song off of this new album, which one would you pick and why?
Colton takes a deep sigh.
There was a big sigh over there.
Wait, if you could pick one to...
Just one. Should we start with Colton because he did the deep sigh?
Yeah, he looks stressed out.
Yeah, we're starting with you. We're putting you under the spotlight, Colton.
I think... this is so hard. I'm going to say Last Rodeo.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Last Rodeo specifically because in that moment when we were writing the song, I was viewing it more as, you know, not letting people get in your way of your dreams or chasing your dreams. Or when you get knocked down, getting back up, it's what we were talking about. Cowboys are making a comeback, and they've always embodied this, you know, no matter how many times you get knocked down, you get back up, you get back in the saddle. And so I think that song's anybody can connect to, whether you are going on the breakup side, or we've all had people that's told us no, or that you can't do something and those kind of things. So I think to me that song embodies what this album is. I mean, that's why we named it Last Rodeo. And so I think if I told somebody to listen to one song, it'd be Last Rodeo.
And I just got to add this. We just played a show this past weekend and we had a meet and greet, and we got to meet this fan, and she wanted us to write out some lyrics from Last Rodeo so she could get it tattooed. She wanted us to write, "I might be bruised, but I ain't broke." And she really connected with those lyrics because she had, I guess, went through a lot of different surgeries as a kid and had a tough time coming up. And that meant a lot to her. And that's kind of what we love about the song, is it could be the breakup, it could be anything, but it's just an uplifting song. What about you?
There's one on there called "You Don't Have to Love Me." And that's really hitting home for me recently. I just got engaged. So the song talks about not being perfect and being kind of a work in progress, but you're basically telling someone that, you know, through all these things, all my imperfections or whatever, like, you don't have to love me, but you still do. You know, whether it be a parent or a brother, sister, cousin, whatever it is, I think that song, I love it because it's just telling someone, like, hey, through all the things that I have to work on, you still love me, and I appreciate that. So that'd probably be the one I would tell people to go with.
I think if people want to get a feel for for me or what I've been going through, I think a great song to listen to would be track number 10. It's called 10 Things.
Okay.
I see what you did there.
And it's just, I love the song's very unexpected lyrically, and it's got a huge chorus, and it just doesn't really sound like anything to me that we've really done before. So I'm really excited about that song.
Okay.
Those are good. Okay. I'm excited about
this
list. I like
that they were all different too.
Me too.
Well done.
Me too.
Well done.
There are some heavy hitters from the songwriting world on this album. Jesse Alexander, Ben Haslip, as well as Charles Kelly, Cole Swindell, some fellow artists. So do you feel like you were quickly embraced by the Nashville community, or did you have to work a little harder at it? What was that experience like for you guys?
When you say them all back to back like that, it sounds really cool.
You're like, well.
It's like, wow, we do. These people are all on this album. And it's funny. I do feel like to a lot of people, we might feel like we are just new on the scene, but we've been in town for, I mean, eight years now. We've been really blessed to have a lot of people just believe in what we do as artists. And that always feels good, especially when they're your peers that are in country music, other artists as well that are a part of believing in you. So I think that it's really awesome.
You mentioned the fact that you guys have been here for a long time. Your history with Kane Brown goes back to when you two were on X Factor with him. Now you're signed to his imprint. So how much of an impact does Kane have in your career? And do you talk to him a lot? Is there a lot of communication with him?
Yeah, I mean, Kane's always just a call away. We'll go over to his place sometimes. He'll put us through the worst workout you've ever been through. Yeah, we love to show Kane our songs. He's always had such good instincts with picking songs for his fan base and building his lane. We're trying to build our own lane, our own thing, and do things the right way for our brand, for our band, for our fans. So he's done that perfectly. So it's so, so valuable for us. And he's just a great guy, just a good guy. And that's the best part of it all.
Having Kane Brown in your corner is pretty solid.
Okay, so you guys are wrapping up a tour with Russell Dickerson. So there's another one that's in your corner who is absolutely amazing. He did my radio show, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, and he told me you guys didn't have a bus yet.
We have been, we've had a very, very interesting...
We're way too hardcore.
Four years. Back to Kane for 2 seconds. We were really fortunate to be able to go out on tour with him right out the get-go, and he let us open up for him. And... We had a bus. We're right out the gate, and we were like, yeah, this is so cool.
Skip the van.
And this was the very first show of that tour with the bus, and our bus broke down. And then we had to fly for the next 2 weeks. Well, then we went down to a van for the next tour. We kind of got, for our headline tour, reality, hit us really hard. And we drove the van, and then since then, I mean, we've had a really interesting year of a lot of things breaking down on us for about a year
constantly.
And a half. And we started off earlier in the year. There's these things called a bandwagon. They're like in between a bus and a van. They're almost as big as a bus, but you don't have to have your CDLs to drive. So you can imagine it's probably a little nerve-wracking to see one of us behind the wheel of something that
we
big.
We love it.
But we drove those for a while, and... one of those broke down on us on the way to a show, and that was it. We never got it back, and we've been doing a van and a truck just to pull in our trailer, and we drove, for months like that now. And, I'll say this. A lot of people think it must be so cool having a bus. It is really cool, but you miss so much when you're in a bus, I feel like, because we've gotten to see so much of the country because we're actually having to drive it.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you would never see it because
you got the
shades you hop in
down.
A bus at night and you wake up at the next venue and you're never really seeing anything.
Yeah.
So there is kind of like a beauty behind being able to drive yourself to all these shows. Will I say, are we ready for a bus? Yes, we are. I think we're getting to the point where we're like, we're tired of driving, but you know what? That time will come when it comes, and we're just... we're enjoying the ride so far. I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
Just because Russell said that, we're bringing a bus to the next
show. We're doing
absolutely. We're manifesting that. And we're going to go back to this interview. We're going to be like, remember we were sitting here with them and they were like, oh, we want a bus. And then we'll just be like sitting on the bus with you guys and like do our next interview. And then
so if anybody potential sponsor wants to come on board and just like slather it on the side of the bus, right?
Come on.
There you go.
Listen,
brand partnership.
We don't care.
We'll put it out there for you. We're putting it out. So who drives? Who decides who drives?
We all take it. We all take it. Basically, we just split it up. Like we have an honor system. So it's like Zach may rip 5 hours, and I'll rip it for five, and then Colton rips it for five, and then we just kind of cycle off, and we just take turns.
Okay, we always wrap our interviews with a round of burning questions, and these are just rapid fire. First thing that comes to your mind. Who is the messiest?
Garrett.
Garrett.
I think it's Zach.
Wait. You are out of your mind calling me the messiest one.
No, I don't know.
You're out of your mind.
Garrett is the messiest. Zach is very much the clean freak. He like goes.
I don't agree with that at all.
You're out of your mind, bro.
Dude, have you seen your suitcase? Have you seen your suitcase?
Remember when we lived together?
Look at my house.
You
know
what's clean? You remember when we lived together? What did your room look like?
I'm maintaining it, Zach.
What did your room
the
look like?
The great part about this argument is that neither of them said me.
This is Colton's winning.
It's a closer.
If they break up after this,
I would just like to point out, yesterday, this is a side note, but yesterday, we woke up and Zach walks out. He lost a shoe. He was walking around all day.
He only had one shoe. He was going in gas stations with one shoe. I'm just saying,
organization.
Nothing to do with being messy.
I'm just saying, if it was organized, maybe you would have had another shoe. That's all I'm saying.
Well, now this next question is a good follow up.
Okay. Who's the dad of the group?
That's me.
Okay. Yeah, it's Colton.
Colton coming in hot.
Celebrity crush.
Blake Lively.
I thought you were going to say Blake Shelton. And I was like, go
Blake
for it.
Blake Shelton. For actually, sure. I will say, early Blake Shelton, come on, with the mullet.
With the mullet, yeah.
Maybe I'll change my answer, Blake 100%. Shelton.
I'm a big Margot Robbie guy.
Okay.
Zach, remember, this is a really big moment for
you. You're the only single one.
You're the only single one that this can actually matter for.
You're the only one that can manifest this.
This is not how my love story starts.
It could be.
You never know.
You'll find love when you least expect it.
Yeah.
The girl from Outer Banks.
Madeline Klein.
Yeah. She's dating Pete Davidson now. You just missed your chance. You missed your chance.
Wow.
At least for the next
couple
months.
Pete wins again.
Really good on what is pop culture.
Pete is just crushing
the
game right now.
That is a separate podcast.
It really is.
But he does have a... They break up, typically.
Yeah,
that's true.
She'll be waiting.
Who's your dream artist to collaborate with?
My dream artist to collab with is Tim McGraw. Please. Do you know him?
I do.
Please.
He was just here.
Yeah, on this couch.
Well, he was in the other room.
In the studio, but he was in.
We'll take you in there. You can get some vibes.
Okay, I think a really cool person to collaborate with would be Chris Stapleton.
And mine is Cody Johnson. I have a very large obsession with Cody Johnson. I think his voice is just—I don't know. It's just to me, he's like our version of Keith Whitley. He's just got like the best storytelling country music voice right now. It's unreal.
Guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to see you here.
Great to see you guys too.
Thanks for having us. So much fun.
Disclaimer, any and all band breakups following an appearance on Country Heat Weekly are not the responsibility of the hosts.
Answer those burning questions at your own risk, friends.
Thank you to the guys of Restless Road for coming in. Their new album, Last Rodeo, drops tomorrow. Stream it from the first song to the last on Amazon Music Unlimited.
Speaking of things streaming on Amazon, have you heard the new Ingrid Andress track she dropped? It's a demo version of her song Yearbook.
They've lived in the same house for almost 40 years now. But the last day they were on the same page was in a yearbook.
So is this really the original demo version of this song?
Yes. Well, mostly.
Okay.
So what they tell us is that this is the original demo that they took into the studio and cleaned up a little bit. But original vocals, original lyrics, and we'll have Ingrid on the podcast next week to talk about the song as well as another demo version that she's about to drop.
Okay. Well, this wraps up our celebration of Country Music Month. But as always, we celebrate country music week in and week out right here on Country Heat Weekly.
And we're coming up on the CMA Awards, so don't miss a minute of The Scoop. We bring you Find and Follow Country Heat Weekly wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Or you can always ask Alexa, play the podcast Country Heat Weekly. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Country Heat Weekly ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at listenerstudy.com.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.